That's an interesting call there, but that's an also interesting in the fact that it gave Marshall Leiprin his third foul here.
Yeah, that definitely doesn't help the Bearcats out.
Only good thing is that is there's only 30 seconds remaining here in the third quarter, and he's smart enough to be able to play with three fouls going into the fourth.
Definitely.
The first shot was no good. The second shot was good. 41-32. 28 seconds remaining. Leiprin brings the ball up the court. Sets up the offense. Drives the lane. He's got a clear mismatch. Tries to go behind his back. Loses the ball. Coming up the court is Eli Kraft. Eli goes up. Oh, Eli goes up, and his shot was blocked by Josh White, but the officials say they got it with the body.
Looks like Josh is going to start losing his emotions pretty soon, as after he blocked that and heard the whistle, he kind of punched the ball at the wall, you know?
A little bit of extra contact there that he really didn't need to display, because he did have a nice block, but he did get the body. It was a nice play again by Eli Kraft. He got him twice in a row.
Mm-hmm.
He made that same move on Josh White down in the paint before. He waited for Josh to go up. Josh went up. Eli Kraft, the young freshman, stood there, leaned into him, and got the call. And if our saying is right, the ball don't lie, that must have been a good foul, because Eli just put that first one in, making it 41-33. 16 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. This game's been everything it's been promoted to be. Second one's up and good, 41-34. Bearcats with the lead. 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. Eric Boom gets the ball underneath. Full court pressure from the Pirates. Boom gives it to Peruski. Peruski back to Boom. Boom has it tipped away, and it's tipped out of bounds by the Pirates. Bearcats are going to get it right in front of their bench with 10 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Getting a little chippy on both sides.
Yep.
We're seeing some players lean into the backs and give them a little bit of extra shove. Boom looks to get it inbounds, has trouble, and we're going to get a warning to the Harbor Beach bench for being over the line on the inbounds pass.
Not the Harbor Beach bench, the defender.
Yeah. Well, you mark it in your scorebook there as a warning, and if anybody does it again, it'll be a technical foul. So
it looks like Kevin Kraft was getting just a little too excited on that baseline.
So Booms resets himself, tries to get in. Lob pass to Marshall Leiprin. He falls out of control, but gets his composure back. Turn around, jump shot, nothing but net. 43-34, 2 seconds to the mail. Half-court shot off the rim by Eli Kraft. The freshman almost nailed it from the Bearcat logo.
Yeah, that was surprisingly close.
So at the end of the third quarter, the Bearcats with the lead, 43-34. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
Make your New Year's resolution to have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Ubley Motor Service has sale pricing now on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and they have a tire-changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb. Thumb cellular, I can hear you clear. Gotta turn you on to the talk of the thumb. We can talk all day, all night. You love thumb cellular.
Cellular is your local cellular provider with everything you need to stay connected, including BlackBerry smartphones, camera phones, phones for texting, and phones for just about any need you have. Thumb Cellular also offers 3G air cards as well as 3G Home Hub internet service. So stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
We're back here at Ubley High School. You're listening to the High School Hometown Hoop. We got Susan Schrader here with Grant Pickla at Ubley High School, where we started the fourth quarter. Bearcats with the lead over the Pirates, 43-34 in the opening round of the Greater Thumb Conference League play. And I'll tell you what, if the Bearcats can make this stick, that would be a great opening statement to say that they might be for real this year.
Definitely. I think it goes both ways. Both teams right now coming into this, we're looked at as they could be number one, so They both want this win, you know?
And everybody wanted them to prove themselves. Nobody would believe that either team was for real. They had to prove themselves. So right here after the first 30 seconds of play, each team has exchanged shots and nobody made anything out of it. 43-34, 7:16 to go. Bearcats with the ball. And Drake tried to feed Marshall Leiprand, who was zigging when he thought he was zagging. Another turnover there. We've had a lot of turnovers both ways here tonight. Some forced and some unforced, Grant.
Yeah, it's like most Harbor Beach turnovers are just lackadaisical, you know, nothing, I don't know.
And Ubley seemed to be forced turnovers.
Yeah.
There again, we almost had another turnover by Harbor Beach on the drive, but Scott Krakowicz was Johnny on the spot and managed to save it. That shot goes up inside by Eli Kraft, the freshman. It's no good. It's tipped out bounds off his fingertips. Bearcats are going to get the ball underneath. 6:53 remaining here in the ball game. Brutsky gets the ball in the backcourt. Everybody's clearing out. Krakowicz brings it up, or covers him, and bringing the ball up the court. Gets it across the timeline. Brutsky looks to go inside, picks his dribble up. Krakowicz is all over him. Bad pass down at the ankles of Josh White. Josh White managed to get the layup off, but he went way up and over the glass, and it come right down into the hands of the Harbor Beach team. Krakowicz pushes up the corner to Kraft. Kraft goes in, slices, cuts, can't get it. Rebound into the hands of Prusky, falls out of his hands, right into the hands
of Seaman.
Seaman tries to get the shot off. He can't. Ball goes flying around, and it goes off of his brother, Kevin. Kevin tips it out of bounds there. Now we got a Kraft in here.
Yeah, now it's going to start getting confusing.
So bear with us. Also, I want to send a quick message out to Mr. and Mrs. Jake and Joanne Cleary. They have three grandsons playing here, Eric Booms, Brett Cleary, and Ryan Maurer. They had prior commitments, could not be here at the big game. They also had Curtis and Ross playing on Ubley and Harbor Beach in the first game. So out to them to let them know that your sons or your grandsons know that you're with them in thought, and we're hoping you're enjoying the game here on Cruise 102.1. As Eric Booms, the grandson, steps in and makes one for Grandma and Grandpa there, making it 45-34 on cue.
He must have known you were talking about him.
I don't know, but we're going to have a timeout here by the Harbor Beach Pirates. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
You can't predict what the future holds, but you can make your future more predictable. Just call your Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yan of Harbor Beach and of Ubley. That one call puts you on the road to a more secure retirement. Their IRAs and annuities guarantee a lifetime retirement income, big tax advantages, and competitive interest rates. And you get the rock-solid protection of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan, rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurances in America. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, my name is Tracy Woodke. Please stop and see me at 8956 Sand Beach Road, Harbor Beach, or call 989-479-3288. The Casey Yan Agency, along with Farm Bureau Insurance, we are Michigan's insurance company.
We're back here at Ubley High School, where the Harbor Beach Pirates just took a timeout. They're trailing 45-34 with 5:45 remaining here in the game. Just something to take note on, Grant, that Harbor Beach has one timeout left and Ubley has three.
Yep.
Also, speaking of timeouts and free throw shooting, I had said at the beginning of the game that if it come down to free throw shooting, it would be Ubley's advantage, but